Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly K Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Yes, joining us over on Zoom right now, it's Kelly K Naturopath. How are you going, Kelly?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good, thank you. And so this week you wanted to talk a little bit about something which I think we all experience at some to some extent in our life. Stress. All about stress. I know, man, I'm just thinking back to my high school days and uni and all the assignments I had. But yeah, so talk all about stress and stress from a nutrition perspective. But Kelly, what is happening to us, or more specifically to our bodies, when we actually experience stress? What's sort of the details of what actually happens to us in our bodies?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, stress is, you know, we describe it often as a feeling, like a feeling of worry or tension or anxiety. But there's a real physiological component that's happening as well. So stress occurs in response to anything that is a threat or a challenge, or that we perceive as a threat or a challenge to us. And what it does is it causes a huge release of stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline to flood the body. And this causes our heart rate to increase, our breathing to increase, and to give us some more alertness to deal with the challenge that's at hand. But it can also cause some unpleasant side effects as well, like, you know, that tightness in the chest or some changes in that digestive, maybe nausea or, you know, racing to the loo, those kind of experiences as well. And so this is often what we refer to as being the fight or flight response, or the fight, flight and freeze response. And it's okay. Like, it's a protective mechanism. So it's fine when it's in short doses, short amounts, and we have some good resources to be able to deal with that and manage it well. Yeah. So that's kind of what's happening in the body. And when we talk about things that cause us stress, there's obviously those really obvious things, things like you mentioned before, like the exams and the, you know, maybe work stress or relationship issues, you know, those really obvious things. But then there are other things that we might not think of as stress, things like having an infection or not getting enough sleep. These can actually cause that same response in our body, or, you know, drinking too much alcohol, or, you know, those types of things can also trigger a stress response in us as well.
Yeah, right. Super interesting. Another question I have for you is, you know, as you just mentioned, there's so many different things that can impact our body and why we are stressed. What are the long-term risks of ongoing stress?
Yeah, so as I said, short term, it's fine. Our body will recover. Our mindset will go back to normal. But if it goes on for a long period of time, or we experience a very intense season of stress, it can lead to a worsening of pre-existing health conditions. There becomes a very high risk of developing mental health issues like depression and anxiety. And there's some, you know, interesting reasons for this, some changes in brain chemical function, even changes to the structure and the size of the brain as well. It can also lead to digestive issues, because it causes, it changes the way that our body processes food, and also the way that our the balance of our normal bacteria changes as well. And it can also change the way that our body responds to different foods. So it can make us more prone to things like diabetes and weight gain, and, you know, problems with insulin, and also inflammation as well. So it can lead to more issues with pain, and in females, you know, more menstrual issues and things like that as well, because stress is a highly inflammatory process. So when that stress response occurs, there's also a lot of inflammation that comes with that. So it really long-term can be quite damaging if it's not managed well.
Yeah, wow, that's really, really interesting. Well, right after PVOD, we're going to be going a bit more deeper into looking into stress, and more from a like from a nutrition standpoint, like the do's and don'ts of nutrition when it comes to stress, and how we can go about easing stress thanks to nutrition. So Kelly will be joining you right after PVOD about that.